I first started blogging in 2012. I started on a free platform and began sharing my story. When I look back at those posts, they are so painful to look at. Short, quick little tidbits that weren't really well composed and not so pleasing to the eye. In fact, they were really ugly. I was positioned in the personal finance space and was really blogging about being in debt and trying to get a handle on my financial life. There was no thought of monetizing my blog. I was just doing this random thing that sometimes I felt a little weird about. But for some reason, I really loved blogging. I loved the people that I met through blogging, the conferences, the professional opportunities that opened up as a result of being in that space, and the personal accountability to continue focusing on my goals, which at that time were extreme debt payoff, or rather paying off a ton of debt. And I loved hearing from the people who were inspired by the topic of my blog and who resonated with the project that I was working on. But as the years went by, you know, things kind of changed and my friends began to make money with their blogs and were able to make significant changes to their lives. For me, I started to think about the possibilities and the problems that monetizing my blog would create. What if my blog lost its voice? What if I came across too salesy? Would I upset my readers? What on earth would I even sell? So in this episode, I share how to maintain your blogging voice when trying to make money with your blog. It's possible and not as hard as it sounds. And I've actually done all the hard work for you so that you can avoid all of the angst that I went through trying to figure it all out. I am a huge fan and affiliate of Elite Blog Academy and the amazing community that Ruth Soukup has created to support EBA. If you're thinking about starting your first blog or revitalizing your blog and website content, definitely check out EBA today. I've also included a link to the 120 awesome blog post ideas resource that she's created to get you started or give you fresh ideas for content. Again, I'm a proud affiliate, so definitely ask me questions about the program. Grab my resource, Do It Ugly, below. It's a free course on how to get started with your blog, podcast, book, or podcast. I don't know why I said podcast twice without spending a ton of money. Personal finance content creation space, you spend a lot of time, hopefully, weighing the ethics of what you do and what you're saying to the people who are reading your content. For me, an example of this would be, I am not a huge fan of credit cards. I'm not anti-credit cards. It's just a financial tool that I personally don't use anymore. So if I started sharing credit card affiliates to my audience, it would be really out of alignment with what I share and believe currently. That could change in the future. But for right now, I'm consistent on record for being like, credit cards, but I'm not against them. But it just at this point wouldn't make sense for me to try to get you to sign up for them because I have the possibility of earning $250 per sign up, which is pretty lucrative, right? So for a couple of years, I struggled with the question of how do I monetize my content on my website, maintain my blogging voice, and really be in alignment with my brand. The other issue that I struggled with was, should I even make money doing what I do? It's a reasonable question, and there's no right or wrong answer. It's highly personal. But for me, it became increasingly clear that blocking coins that I could use to pay off debt, save money, and change my life financially, it just really didn't make any sense, especially as I saw the potential for how much money you could actually make. But some real talk, part of what worried me about monetization was that I found many highly monetized websites so freaking boring to read, really dry. It was painful. So even though my questions would be answered, like you go to the site, they've answered a question, it just was so dry that I felt like they would lose me as an ongoing reader. And I think that for many bloggers who are creating content, they're very they're very passionate about that 20% of readers who return over and over again. Because real talk, the majority of people who land on your site are never going to come back. And so that's part of the reason why those sites that are really highly monetized are done in the way that they are, because most people don't return. And for me, I actually really care about that 20% of people who have returned over and over again over throughout the years. So I continue to think about, well, how in the heck can I monetize what I'm doing without like making my blog boring as hell? So during that time, I began podcasting. I like literally added my voice to my brand. And before you freak out, no, I'm not telling you to podcast. I'm not telling you to add a podcast. I'm just saying that I took that step and I started podcasting about 3 years ago. It's been a while now, but it was very inconsistent. It was all over the place. But I will say that I loved the process. Like I love just sharing my thoughts in an audio form. And I was honestly like sharing random stories, people, thoughts. They were all related to personal finance, but it wasn't like cohesive in the way that it is now. This year, I finally cracked the code to monetizing your website, saving your blog's voice, and some best practices that might be helpful to you that I've discovered this year. So the first thing is, at the time of this recording, it's almost 2020. While blogging is still an incredible way to grow a platform, build a brand, and make hopefully some money, you would be crazy if you didn't add the following: either audio content via podcast or pre-recorded audio, video content, whether it is a vlog, Insta stories, or pre-recorded content, or even Facebook Live. I didn't lose my blogging voice because I literally added my voice to my content, like my actual voice. And again, before you freak out, I'm not telling you to start a podcast. Instead of starting a podcast, you can do the following: get interviewed on other podcasts that relate to what you're doing, are in alignment with the community that you serve, so helpful to them for a couple of reasons. You will gain exposure to targeted audiences that are looking for answers to their problems. So when you are looking for podcasts to pitch, you're looking specifically for the type of podcast that you know will resonate with the message that you're sharing, the solution that you're sharing to a problem that maybe this podcast never addressed, but it's coming up and you notice that it's an issue, you provide that for them as a guest. So you could say yes to speaking gigs that make sense for you, commit to regular Insta stories, Facebook Lives, depending on where your community finds and connects with you best. Instead of creating random content, I also began really working on who my content avatar is, basically who I'm trying to reach out to with what I'm working on. I found win-win affiliates that helped my content avatars with whatever it is that they are working on right now. So a win-win affiliate would be a product, good, or service that we both win with. So an example of that would be, I'm obsessed with Ibotta. Ibotta is a shopping savings app that is out of Colorado. I've actually met the CEO a couple of times. I've been to the facility. I've actually done a focus, like not a focus group, but like a user study where they asked me questions about the app itself. I got paid to do it. So I really like this app, and I've saved about $550 with it in the last couple of years. So it's awesome. I love it. It's completely in alignment with what I do for a couple of reasons. I have a website about Colorado. So for those of you who don't know that, I actually have a website about Colorado, but in my regular content, you would hear me talking about Colorado quite a bit. So that is area number one, where it's in alignment. Two, I talk about personal finance and saving money. So for me to share this tool, I actually use it. I like that it helps people save money. I love that it's a local business and it's pretty simple to use, I think. And then finally, when you sign up for Ibotta as an affiliate, as my affiliate or anyone else's, when you redeem your first savings, because basically you find items that you're going to purchase and then you redeem your savings, you earn $10 and I earn $5. And I think that's like win-win. So I spent a lot of time kind of thinking about the types of affiliates that we both would win with as a person trying to grow income with my online project. The other thing that I focused on was consistency. In fact, it was one of my top three areas of focus. And I made sure to have at least one really well thought out post that went out every Monday. Like that's literally all I did was Monday. I just focused on Monday because I was the impression that I would leave you with at the beginning of the week. So every Monday I had a thing out no matter what. And I'm pleased to say that I'm so committed to it that it just, I think it would be a really hard habit now to break to always have something go live on Monday. I committed to a slight deviation from my original niche. I didn't just want to write and talk about money because I found that honestly, energetically kind of tiring. I like to share content on the following topic, not limited to the following: lifestyle and lifestyle design, mindset, woo-woo stuff, money, slow fire, which I'm a huge fan of, which is financial independence, retire early, but slow, online entrepreneurship, and Colorado, which is why I have a blog and podcast about Colorado. By staying true to myself, even though it was hard, I was able to maintain my voice in my writing, podcasts, and other content that I was producing. It has not been lost on me that I've been able to do the following: grow my passive income pretty significantly, get my email list to finally grow. My Michelle's Money Hungry list was not growing. It was really annoying because I've been able to grow a lot of other lists. So like my Autumn Stone romance list, that list grows. My Colorado list, that list grows. But the Michelle's Money Hungry list was just not growing. And I'm pleased to say that with this new process that I have, it grows. And it's been a huge relief because I'm like, I can't grow my income if I can't grow that specific email list. Like I can, but it's just a huge opportunity that's lost. So I'm pleased to say that that has helped. Adding my voice to my content has really helped reboot that or just get that to like happen. And finally, the lesson that I've learned is that you can monetize the work that you do, maintain your voice, and stay true to your mission, but blogging has changed. And those of you who want to monetize what you're doing now have a number of different avenues to reach those goals without relying on the following monetization model, which is dry SEO posts that answer a question that you put on Pinterest. In fact, I'm obsessed with Pinterest. I love it because I think it's a visual magazine, basically. So I love Pinterest. My concern with Pinterest is this: a lot of people have all their eggs in one basket. And even though Pinterest is a search engine, so I think it'll be around for quite a while, I do think that you have to be careful because when an algorithm changes, that will affect your ability to get eyes on your content. And so that's why going to other podcasters and doing podcast interviews, doing vlog interviews, so you don't have to run your own video website, if you will. You can go on someone else's show and be the expert there. You can go into people's groups as an invited guest and share your expertise there. I just think that people are making a mistake when they have all of their marketing and reach coming from one place. Diversify it, diversify it, diversify it. And with each show that you are a guest on, that is diversifying your reach. With each vlog that you're a guest on, that's diversifying your reach and your SEO actually as well. So definitely that old model of really dry SEO, answering question, slapping it on Pinterest is so boring. Instead, create engaging evergreen posts that allow your personality to shine through. You will help others attract your tribe and continue to stay true to your blogging voice. So if you have been thinking about monetizing your work, I would love to hear like what is keeping you from doing it. Like what are your concerns? I have been there. It's taken me several years to figure out the best way to approach it in a way that I feel very comfortable with. Again, no judgment if you're like, look, I don't want to be monetizing this. This is my fun thing that I do. For me, it's now a business. So it doesn't make sense for me not to make money. But at the same time, I want to be boring as hell as I produce the content. Like I don't want to go to a boring website or podcast or what have you. And I'm sure that you don't as well. So anyway, please make sure you subscribe and like the show. You can go to the show notes at michelleismoneyhungry.com/how to maintain your blogging voice.